Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
Protests over an LA County landfill and an ICE shooting.
I mean, we really don't know what's going to happen. I mean, only time will tell.
Reports say Lakers Governor Jeannie Buss is at odds with LeBron James.
You could see that same connection that people develop when they grow together wouldn't be there.
Welcome to the LA Local for Wednesday, January 21st, 2026. Brought to you by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm your host, James Tuck, and welcome back, loyal listeners. Listener, hello, are you there? After a hiatus for the holidays, the jokes haven't got any better. Anyway, coming up on the Local, a K-Rock morning host gets his listeners to track down a stolen car. It's a really wild story. And talking of wild, a mountain lion cub rescued in Castaic. Our reporter was there. First, ice raids continue all the time across Southern California. And one this morning in Willowbrook triggered angry protests as people confronted agents in full tactical gear carrying rifles. Homeland Security says a federal agent shot at someone they identified as a criminal from El Salvador, and they say he used his car as a weapon. Nobody was hit by the gunfire, and the man was taken into custody. John Baird was there as neighbors came out into the streets to protest.
As the feds conducted their investigation, a crowd of people gathered at the end of the street behind the yellow tape. They were angry.
Get out of here, bitch!
In fact, at one point, a few heavily armed federal agents came out from the area outside the yellow tape and were met by a group of very angry and hostile people. Eventually, the agents went back inside the area that was taped off with the yellow tape, and things calmed down a bit. But the people remained, dozens of them, staying to not only tape with their phones, but to scream and shout at the agents telling them to get out.
The local Democratic state lawmaker, Mike Gibson, condemned the agents opening fire in his district. He called it reckless gunplay brought into safe spaces. The FBI confirms the agency is investigating the shooting involving a federal agent along with their partners at Homeland Security. Lots of celebrities live in Calabasas, and now they and other residents are up in arms over debris from the Palisades fire being dumped at the local landfill. Now, this is the landfill Kourtney Kardashian has been vocal about.
I mean, we would love it to go to the middle of nowhere where it's not around any families or children.
She put the spotlight on the local protests and rallies in the latest season of her family's Hulu series, The Kardashians. Our Pete Demetriou reports that city leaders have long campaigned against the dumping.
The city of Calabasas filed a lawsuit a year ago aimed at preventing material from the Palisades from being dumped in their landfill. Judge Stephen Gurevich ruled the dumping could proceed because of information from the EPA and the Army Corps of Engineers indicating that harmful products were screened out of the material and the agencies had complied with all requirements to allow for the dumping. Residents like Brittany are not sure a full assessment of that debris has been done.
They're just trying to find a place to throw it away from the Palisades.
Out of sight, out of mind.
Somebody else's backyard.
Alex says he's concerned over long-range effects of the dumping and is not sure all the toxins have been removed from the ash.
I mean, we really don't know what's going to happen. I mean, only time will tell. I mean, that's what they're doing. I mean, if people start getting sick or something, you know, then that might be the cause of it.
The Calabasas City Council will discuss the ruling in an upcoming meeting and may decide at that point if they want to appeal the judge's decision.
Now let's get an LA Lakers update and start with a gratuitous use of sound.
LeBron James, LeBron James, LeBron James, LeBron James.
Back to LeBron! Look out!
Look out! ESPN is reporting that LeBron has fallen out with team governor Jeannie Buss, the daughter of the late Jerry Buss, who owned the team until his death in 2013. The two are said to be at odds over the disastrous trade for Russell Westbrook and the drafting of LeBron's son, Bronny. I got more from top sports consultant Mark Gannis, who has been watching the Lakers front office for decades. Jeannie Buss has had a very close relationship with Magic Johnson. She had a very close relationship with Kobe Bryant. She's kind of used to being around superstars. What do you make about this bad blood in Lakerland?
What happened with Magic, what happened with Kobe, these were players that grew up with the Lakers and Jeannie Buss grew up with them. So there's a lot more history with those players and with Jeannie Buss. LeBron started in Cleveland, then he went to Miami. His reputation, his superstardom was made before he joined the Lakers. So you could see that same connection that people develop when they grow together wouldn't be there. And so, with Westbrook, look, there's that old saying about, failure is an orphan and success has many, many fathers. That may be one of those situations. And about Bronny, that sounds more like kind of rumors behind the scenes. May be true, may not be true. In the end, it's relatively irrelevant in the entirety of the situation.
So you see this as sort of almost normal superstar relations?
Superstars who made their reputations elsewhere. When you make your reputation like Kobe, Kobe was a high schooler when he came to the Lakers. He grew up basically with Jeannie Buss. So did Magic. He came out after his sophomore year in college. They all grew up together with the Lakers. And so you could see that those relationships being much closer, much more personal over the years, much more familial. When LeBron came, he was already a superstar. He had already won championship. It's a different relationship at that point.
What do you make of all those reports of the family infighting and all these kids with Jay in their name? That leading to the sale, that sounds more convincing than bust up with LeBron.
Absolutely. The Lakers are not the first major professional sports team to have great trouble as they move from the patriarch that built the franchise to the next generation and keeping things together in the next generation, especially if there are many members of the next generation. It has happened time and time again. It is extraordinarily difficult to keep a team together. That's why in many cases, the team owner chooses to have the team sold rather than leaving upon their death, rather than leaving the team in the hands of the next generation, because they know that in more cases than they'd like, it will lead to family problems and family squabbles. And Jerry Buss himself thought that might be the case and brought this issue up to his children to ask them if the team should be sold before he passed himself. So he clearly was considering that possibility. What we have seen here with the Lakers as in the decade since Jerry Buss's passing is that things became more and more dysfunctional there. Lakers fans should be very happy with the sale of the team to controlling interest of the team to Mark Walter. He has demonstrated with his ownership of the Dodgers that he is absolutely the right owner for a major market professional sports team in this era. He knows what is needed. He knows how to build revenue. He knows how to attract players. He knows how to win championships. And the Buss children, frankly, should all be pretty happy also. They're all walking away with $500 million after taxes, and they can do what they want. And the youngest two children have gotten together, and they're going to start their own sports empire together. And that's wonderful that their father left them the resources to be able to do that.
Jeannie Buss has been responding to all the talk. She issued a statement saying, "It's really not right, given all the great things LeBron has done for the Lakers, that he has to be pulled into my family drama." And Buss added, "To say that all his efforts are not appreciated is just not true and completely unfair to him." The mighty KNX News is on the same floor as all the other Odyssey radio stations in SoCal. So just down the hall from The Wave, Jack and Kath. And of course, the world-famous KROQ. It's the music of our lives. And our colleague Klein, one half of the Klein and Alley duo heard in the mornings on K-Rock, KROQ, found himself in the news today. More from Brian Ping.
Good morning. Welcome to your Wednesday. We are Klein Alley Show on KROQ.
In the middle of Wednesday morning show, things got a little too real.
Got a call from my wife, panicked for sure, and she said it's happened again.
Last year, Klein's car was stolen amid the chaos of the Palisades fire, along with all his stuff inside. He never saw it again. And then...
almost a year, you know, give or take a week, she goes out this morning to take the kids to school. And her car is gone.
Again.
Again.
And there was something inside that's irreplaceable.
This part is going to potentially make me cry. You know, that bunny, my daughter's bunny.
Yeah.
That bunny, that's like her whole thing. That's everything to her. That bunny was in the car yesterday afternoon.
The car, fortunately, had its GPS tracking activated. So Klein forwarded the tip to his listeners.
Right now, it shows that it's on 22 South Westmoreland Avenue.
Cool. Okay. So someone get there.
220 South Westmoreland Avenue.
Sure enough, a listener found the car, and it's back where it belongs, and so is his daughter's bunny. All thanks to the latest tech and the decades-old tried-and-true bond between radio personalities and their listeners. It saved Klein a whole lot of problems, big and small.
My biggest fear in the world is paperwork. Boy, do I hate paperwork. Oh, yeah. And there's a lot of paperwork that goes with stolen cars, so I got to save myself a ton of paperwork. And yeah, it's true, the listeners are the power that really drive what we do here, and cannot thank you enough for stepping up today.
Klein's advice, clean the junk out of your garage and use it for its intended purpose.
Rock on. And by the way, when I was first in LA around the time of the dinosaurs in the La Brea tar pits, I remember my fellow Englishman, Richard Blade, being on the air playing the Smiths, Depeche Mode, and all that newfangled new wave stuff. Klein, obviously a worthy successor. And finally, and yes, and finally, stories are usually cuddly ones about cute animals. Well, this is an animal story, but a little bit different. KNX was at the scene of a dramatic wildlife rescue in Castaic this afternoon. This all started with a six-month-old female mountain lion lying in the middle of Hillcrest Parkway overnight. When first responders showed up, she ran away into the neighborhood. Biologists from the California Department of Fish and Wildlife eventually caught up with the female cub. Our Emily Valdez was there and talked with the owner of the home where that cub was captured.
Marcella, we were talking earlier how this little girl, now we know it's a girl, was hiding near your home.
Yes.
And they caught her in your front yard.
My front yard. Unbelievable. And I really believe she's been living in my yard for a while because it's happened again. So earlier I mentioned how I came to my car. Went back in my house.
January 6th, right?
On January 6th, a few minutes later, here's the cub. Same thing today. So I came to my car. I walked in the house. As soon as I walked in the house, my ringer went off. When I looked through the peephole, I seen the cub. And then right behind it, I seen these green nets and these people running. And I said, oh, they caught her. But she's in my yard. I got to watch this.
See, it did take a while.
It took a while. It took a while for them to get the baby down into the basket, and I'm just happy they caught him. Yeah. And they had to sedate the cub.
Yeah, we had to wait for that to take effect because we saw her kind of tossing and turning at first.
And that was the scary part, but I'm glad she was caught. I could tell she was hit by a car, and I hope she'd be okay.
I think they'll take good care of her.
I hope so.
All right, Marcella, thank you so
You're
much.
You're so welcome. You have a nice day.
The cub now being treated, and wildlife officials hope to reunite her with her mother. And here's an alert of a cat video, but not your normal one. We have video of the cub's rescue on the KNX socials. And that's a sociable time to say that's it for this edition of the LA Local, sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. You can see the inventory for all 12 dealerships at lacarguy.com. This is James Tuck signing off for now. Good night, good luck, and cheers.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
On Reddit, true crime doesn't come from journalists. It comes from the victims, the witnesses, and sometimes the suspects themselves.
Every Tuesday on Crimes of Reddit, we read these posts out loud.
I'm Sabrina Deanna Roga.
And I'm Alexis Linkletter. One of us brings the story, the other goes in blind, reacting in real time, just like you.
New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Crimes of Reddit, available now wherever you get your podcasts.